This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
This month's Ask the Vet segment, sponsored by Crystal Creek, and we're joined by Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, this month you talk about how to deal with calves during the cold weather during this month of February.
Well, I think cold weather is always a struggle for calves. One of the things that I see happen often as the weather gets colder, especially in barns with maybe curtains or fans or something for calf barns, people will really close the curtains up, turn the fans down, etc., in a way to trap any little bit of heat into the barn and keep the environment warmer for those calves, which is certainly a noble thought. But oftentimes in trying to trap some of the heat in and keep the cold out, we also trap in some of the things like the ammonia, and we can get a bad air quality going. And so I always just encourage people to say, you know, really the primary goal should be, number one, maintaining a draft-free environment, because when it's below 50 Fahrenheit, calves are subject to a draft. Draft is defined as airspeed more than 60 feet per minute, like 3/4 of a mile an hour. So if airspeeds are, you know, 3/4 of a mile an hour or more, that's drafty on a baby calf. I would encourage people to keep their barns ventilated such that when they walk in there, they don't smell ammonia. And it's okay if it's cold, as long as it's draft-free and calves are bedded well. Long stem, lofty straw provides a insulating material that calves can nestle into. And so in a perfect world, if you feed your calves and you come back an hour later and everybody's laying down, you would like to see that as you walk past them and they're nestled down into the straw, that you can't see their legs. That means that they have something to kind of burrow down into. That straw comes around them, keeps them warm, and they don't have to divert as many calories to staying warm. But to put a number to it, one number that you can use to help guide your bedding throughout this very cold weather is use 25 pounds of dry, lofty straw for every 1,000 pounds of body weight every day. So let's just say for every 8 calves, you should be using 25 pounds of straw a day. Now, I'll tell that to people, and they'll say, wow, that's a lot of straw. And that's my point. And not that you necessarily have to bed every day. Bedding every day is nice because it keeps the straw loftier and it doesn't get packed down and they can nestle into it. But if you bed every other day, then you would use 50 pounds of straw for every 1,000 pounds of calf body weight. And that's a good metric. And I know most farmers want to use less straw than that, but at least in these bitter cold stretches, upping the straw level will really make a big difference. Obviously, calf jackets help as well. On the calorie topic, let's talk about calories. In this kind of weather, calves should be getting a minimum of 5,000 calories a day, and they're going to get those calories from milk and grain. And so then we need to figure out, well, what's the calorie density of milk and grain? Most starter grains are going to run somewhere in the 1,500 to 1,600 calories a pound range. Most whole milk is going to be somewhere around 2,400 calories, and milk replacers will range from 2,100 to 2,300 calories per gallon, depending on the formulation. So doing some simple mental math, you realize even if you're feeding whole milk and you're at 2,400 calories a gallon, feeding 2 gallons of that, you will still need a little bit of starter to hit 5,000 calories a day. And that's really the target, because these calves are using these calories to pay. Think about calories like money, and they're paying bills with these calories. So they have to pay the heat bill, which means maintain their core body temperature. That's a very expensive bill to pay in the winter. They also have to pay the immune system to go to work. The immune system, white blood cells, are kind of like employees. You know, funny thing, if you quit paying them, they would quit coming to work. Same thing with the immune system. You quit paying them, they quit coming to work, and calves get sick. Or they have to pay the growth bill, so they have to have excess calories to put on musculoskeletal weight. And so making sure that we're feeding as many calories as we can to these calves, targeting at a minimum 5,000 calories per day during cold weather, is very important. So I think those are really some things that we can focus on in cold weather. One other additional thing on the calorie topic. Sometimes people will inherently want to feed more calories. Say you have a milk replacer, and they'll say, well, we got to get more powder into these calves, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just add a little extra powder into the mix. While that's a good intention, that is typically the wrong way to approach it. What that'll do is it'll increase the concentration of the milk, increase the total solids. It can make it too rich, and when that milk is too rich, it can cause health events like bloating or scours, and the calves can actually get sick from it. So if you want to feed more calories, keep the same mix that you always mix, the same ratio of milk powder and water, and then just feed more volume of milk replacer solution to deliver more calories. That's really the best approach. So just some practical cold weather things that can be helpful.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.